the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, it was a long time coming, but after years of will they, won't they talks, Oasis finally treated fans to what can only be described as two epic shows in Croke Park over the weekend. This was their first time back in Ireland since 2009. Both gigs were sold out, drawing about 80,000 fans per night, and they sure didn't disappoint. I was lucky enough to see them there last night, and my guest, Today FM's Ali Healy, was also there last night. Now, before we begin, I should say a massive shout out to make to Keith O'Brien, who managed to get his hands on a ticket for me at the 11th hour, because I don't know about you, Ali, but like the rest of the country, it was really difficult to get a ticket for this event. I was unsuccessful when they came on stream last year, and I had given up all hope until Mr. O'Brien kindly came to my rescue. Did you have a similar experience?
Yeah, I waited 5.5 hours. I remember the day they went on sale, I stayed on like a sad hopeful, and I took my laptop into the shower with me and was refreshing it in, like running out, refreshing it in the shower. In all hope was gone at that stage. Yeah. Like it wasn't happening. And then we got a kind of a wing and a prayer. Oh, you'll get mine. I got two pairs with my girlfriend or whatever it was. And, you know, you can have the Sunday night ones. When the transfer window opens, I'll transfer them to you. And so I never told anyone I was going because I didn't believe it was true. I believe in jinx as a religion. So I was like, if we say it, then it's definitely not going to happen. Yeah. I didn't look it directly in the eye. And then at the very 11th hour, yeah, they came through for me. There was a problem with the transfer window. Like right up until they scanned the tickets and let us through the turnstile. And then there was a problem when we went through to go. And I was like, yeah, that's it now. It's gone. It's, dream's over. Yep. I've schlepped all the way here and I'm within touching distance. And Richard Ashcroft's about to go on stage and I'm going to have to walk home. And we got in. And honestly, I carried that feeling of like, Richard Ashcroft isn't the only lucky man. Like I just carried that feeling through the whole gig, you know, everybody had that vibe of like knowing you're lucky in a moment to be there, you know?
Yeah. And we'll get into it, but the crowd, there was just this really good vibe. Everybody was, I mean, the weather helped. It was a gorgeous afternoon on Sunday, and the same could be said for Saturday as well. Everybody was just in such
Sunday
good
crowd,
mood.
Frank, obviously, was the better crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, of course. before we get into it and our thoughts on it, which are all very positive, as I'm sure you'll agree, let's have a little flavour of how the lads sounded when they came out on stage. This is a flavour of the crowd reacting to Oasis coming out on stage after all of those years.
I can actually see the bobbing heads bouncing in front of me still. Like everybody just in unison, delighted with life.
And the anticipation before that moment as well, because it had built to a crescendo and everybody was just anxiously waiting. And even at that point, this band is so volatile. Even at that point, I thought, oh no, they're not going to come out. Something has happened. They went in the Lash last night. They've had another fight.
I thought the exact same. I said, some tech spec has wrecked his head and he's thrown the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Like even in there, when they're playing chords of the, like, I was, no, it's not happening. Mm-hmm. I think for me.
Had you seen them before?
No, never. So my partner Ian had seen them in Slane, but in his own words, like he was a young guy. He didn't appreciate it at the time.
Did he know that that was potentially the last time that they were going to play in Ireland.
And I thought there'd be plenty of time to see them.
Of course.
So I've spent the last kind of 16 years resigned to the fact that it wasn't going to be for me to get that bucket list gig ticked off, bucket hat list gig maybe, ticked off my list. So all of those factors kind of, they're one in a million. You'll never get that again at another gig, you know. You'll never have that unless it's a huge reunion. And I don't think I can remember anything quite as big as this.
No, I was lucky enough to see them in Australia many moons ago, 2002, I think they played in Melbourne. I was actually working in a cafe at the time, and I got a phone call from a lad from Belfast who I befriended while working in a bar in Sydney. And he calls me and he says, what are you up to, Frank? I said, I'm at work. And he said, no, you're not. Get out of there. I've got backstage passes to see Oasis. Stop. And it is the first and only time I have ever pulled a sickie. And I was out of that place
sure,
as
Frank.
Fast as my legs could take me.
I can tell you about another few if you want.
Easy now. And we went to the gig. We went backstage with the boys. I just remember they didn't seem to be on speaking terms at the time. Or if they were, they were on either other opposite ends of the room drinking bottles of beer. But that gig, I was maybe even back then, maybe a bit too young to appreciate it. And the significance of what happened yesterday was probably on the back of all of the events that have unfolded in the decades since.
When they belted out, "It's good to be back."
Yeah.
And the sun is shining down on you and you and 80,000 odd other people are belting it back to them. That's a moment, mm-hmm. you know, and you can't deny them. There was a lot of chatter about this and people who obviously couldn't get tickets, devastated. You saw the crowds gathered outside Croke Park, giving it socks. There was canal parties happening, you know, just to hear the bleed of Oasis was enough of a draw.
Yeah.
But for me, being in there, nothing will equal that for me in terms of opportunity and chance meeting, you know?
Yeah. And do you know what I loved about last night? And it wasn't the same in 2002 because they were flogging albums at the time, but they played all of the crowd pleasers. They played all of the bangers, so many of them. Wonderwall, Champagne Supernova, Don't Look Back in Anger. And the crowd knew. It's just one of those bands, you know every single one of the words of those songs.
Well, Acquiesce is number two. Mm. It's their second song. And Ian said to me, "I can't believe I've peaked at song number two." That's his favourite. And I got what he meant. Like how every time they did a song, you're thinking, there's still all of this stuff to go. It felt like you'd something to look forward to the whole time. There was no downbeat. There was no toilet breaks. I'm 30 weeks pregnant, so that was tough. I was trying to pick a favourite child. I was like, I have to go to the loo, but oh my God, talk tonight's about to happen and I know I want to cry, so I'll stay for that and I'll have a cry and then I'll come back and enjoy whatever else was coming next. But for me, the way they composed the 2-hour set list was really interesting. There were upbeats, there were downbeats, there was hard rock, there was nostalgia, then there was the kind of ropier years, but the stuff that Noel did alone was beautiful.
Talk it Tonight, was, Little by Little, like it was just
beautiful.
And I don't know if you noticed, but Liam seemed to kind of exit stage left at that point and just let his brother take the spotlight for a while.
Did you notice at the very end when all the fireworks were going off? And by the way, standing on the pitch, right? Those fireworks come down on you. Like I was like, I'm covered in Oasis fireworks. Like that's like a dream sentence. Yeah. But when that happened, the fireworks initially kind of belted, blasted into the sky, green, white and orange, nice touch. And in the small corner, while everyone's looking up at the sky, they had this really huge hug.
Yeah.
And I know that walk-on hug is probably paid for and crisis managed.
Yeah.
And even if they don't feel like doing it, they're going to hug because everybody's paid to see the hug. But this one really felt like a hug. And throughout the set, I didn't get the warm, mushy, squidgy feeling like Liam.
No, because they don't really engage with the crowd a hell of a lot. They just let the music do the talking.
They got straight into it, Frank. You went in there, there was no kissing. Like they just went straight into it. You were in the middle of a thumping Oasis gig 10 seconds after they started playing the music. And that didn't stop for 2 hours. If you want a bedtime story, listen to an audiobook. Liam Gallagher's not going to be there to sing it for you, do you know?
But you did get the sense that this was a very special show for them, a homecoming of sorts, given their huge connections to Ireland. And the relationship between them, as you've touched on there, you know, the holding hands as they're coming out to the crowd, that's potentially all, you know, set in stone beforehand. But it's that moment when 80,000 people are looking to the skies and looking at this amazing fireworks display over Croke Park. Nobody's looking at them. So in that moment, it does feel like they are back, this brotherly reunion. They seemed united on stage.
I think they were touched by Croke Park as well. They commented a few times on the venue, its scale, its beauty, its raw energy. It was the perfect venue for this. There was a couple of I don't know if you're like me, I stopped looking at social media about this gig a long time ago. I was like, I'm going to know the set list. I know the songs anyway. I don't want to know anything.
Well, I stopped looking at it because I didn't think I was going to be going. So there was serious FOMO. I was getting out of town if Keith didn't deliver the goods to me over the weekend. We're almost out of time, but I do want to leave listeners with this. Oasis fans who weren't as lucky as we were to get tickets, singing their hearts out outside the walls of Croke Park. Have a listen.
They must have felt half a world away.
I know, so close, but yet so far. But look, they had a blast.
Look,
and
if it's
fingers
anything
crossed
to go by, there's going to be more dates.
Yeah, hopefully. And look, Slain.
Yes.
You know, the lineup for Slain hasn't been announced yet.
It's
certainly there. Wouldn't that be absolutely fantastic to see them?
I'll see you there, Frank.
Back at Slain, yes.
Me and my newborn.
Hopefully,
and
you're listening,
Grady.
Keith. Are you listening, Keith? Thanks so much, Ali Healy. Thanks so much for sharing your story about last night. It really was an enjoyable experience.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.